A Web Radio Today, episode 36, focused on the importance of strength training and why we should be doing it at our older age. And if you haven't listened to episode 36, I think you should, because it makes the case for strength training, and it's kind of, that episode is kind of a prerequisite or prelude to what we're going to talk about today. By the way, let me mention right here that all of the Web Radio Today episodes, they're all right there at webradiotoday.com. Just click on the podcast and show notes page, and then you can listen to any and all of our episodes right there from the website, webradiotoday.com. Give us, though, until the middle of next week to get the website back up to perfect functionality. While episode 36 makes a pretty good case for why we should be doing strength training, I want to talk today about some of the different types of strength training exercises that you may want to do. There's so many very safe and effective ways for us older folks to do strength training. Strength training exercises consist of, well, exercising your muscles against some type of resistance. Think exercise machines, free weights, resistance bands, using the weight of our own bodies. And then to continue with your strength training program, you want to increase the amount of resistance as your muscles get stronger. Folks in our age group need to start with very light resistance and then progressively increase the resistance as your muscle strength, well, as it begins to improve. I encourage you, everybody, to investigate what type of strength training works best for you. And I've included links to information about the different types of strength training exercises in the show notes for this episode. It's episode 37, and those show notes are at webradiotoday.com. I've used resistance bands in the past. I've also used weight machines. By the way, I think weight machines may be the safest way to do strength training. Those machines, they make it real hard to do the exercises wrong. Problem is, you have to go to the gym to use the machines, and sometimes there are lines. But they are indeed a very effective way to do strength training. Most gyms have people who, without any kind of a fee, will show you how to use the machines. Most of the machines that I've used in the past have very clear, well-written, with diagrams, instructions right there printed on the machine. For a number of reasons right now, I prefer to do my strength training at home. So I'm using two very compact little dumbbells, and then I also do planks. But everybody, what you need to do is to develop your own personal plan for how you want to do strength training. Now, I've provided links to some information about using dumbbells in the show notes for this episode, as well as articles about different kinds of methods folks in our age group can use to do strength training. My personal strength training with dumbbells is focused mainly on my chest and my arms. Dumbbells work great for that. And then I do planks to exercise my core muscles, those muscles of the stomach, the lower back, the hips. Push-ups are another very effective strength training exercise. That's my routine, but choose whatever method you want. Just be sure that strength training is part of your overall exercise routine. It's so important at our age to make sure that we can maintain that muscle strength. If you want to know more about why us older folks should be doing strength training, make sure that you listen to Web Radio Today, episode number 36, and check out all the information included, the links in the show notes for both this episode and episode 36. All the show notes for Web Radio Today episodes are right there at webradiotoday.com. Just go to webradiotoday.com, click on the podcast and show notes page. Everything is located there for your reference and for your use. There are no ads, no pop-up windows, anything like that at webradiotoday.com. strength training, so important as we age, and muscles burn fat.